Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Nauru has reiterated its commitment to the One China principle. China and the Pacific Island country issued a joint declaration during a visit by Nauruan President David Adeyung. Both countries pledged to increase exchanges and expand cooperation. China also welcomed Nauru to the high-quality construction of the Belt and Road and voiced its support to the 2050 strategy for the Blue Pacific continent. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is calling on the United States to offer more support and facilitation to exchanges between the two countries. He's met leaders of the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations in Beijing. Wang told Chairman Evan Greenberg and President Stephen Orlins that making sure China-U.S. relations move forward is beneficial to the whole world. He stressed that communications are the only way for the healthy development of bilateral ties. The committee said it's willing to play a positive role in promoting exchanges between the two countries. Wang Yi also met Professor Graham Allison from Harvard University and expressed his hope that the academic world would offer more ideas that are beyond theories for traditional international relations. The Chinese embassy says five Chinese nationals were killed in a terrorist attack on vehicles serving a China-built hydropower project in northwest Pakistan. Another person from Pakistan also died in the incident. China's demanded thorough investigations and harsh punishments for the perpetrators. The embassy also requested that Pakistan protect the safety of Chinese people in the country. The Chinese embassy in Britain says the UK's claim that China was responsible for cyber campaigns targeting Britain is malicious slander. The embassy says the UK falsely accused China of attempting to interfere with its democracy. It reiterated China's firm opposition to illegal unilateral sanctions. China says it's taken the United States to the World Trade Organization over new energy vehicle subsidies in Washington's Inflation Reduction Act. China's Commerce Ministry says its move is aimed at safeguarding the interests of Chinese companies and ensuring a level playing field for the global NEV industry. A report by the Boao Forum for Asia expects economic growth across the continent to reach 4.5% this year, largely driven by strong consumption. The annual conference is underway in Hainan Province this week, and discussions will center on global security, innovation, and the impact of artificial intelligence. Zhong Shi has more from Boao.
The annual conference this year is all about, first of all, identifying and acknowledging our common problems and common issues, and really having the international community come together, shoulder responsibilities, coming up with solutions. Quite a number of VIPs, we're talking about presidents of Nauru and Kazakhstan, prime ministers of Sri Lanka and Dominica, just to name a few. A number of panel discussions with topics such as investing in the future of Asia and confronting fragmentation in global trade. Looking at these names, we've got a pretty good idea of what these discussions are about, pulling Asian wisdom to solve some of our most pressing and common challenges.
Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh is in Tehran for talks with Iranian officials as Israel mulls a ground invasion of Rafah. He's met Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian. The visit comes after the United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution that demands an immediate ceasefire in Gaza for the holy month of Ramadan. Meanwhile, Israel's canceled the visit of a high-level delegation to Washington this week. A portion of a bridge in Baltimore has collapsed after a large boat collided with it. Multiple vehicles fell into the water. Videos on social media show that a large vessel crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge and caught fire before sinking early on Tuesday. Senegal's president-elect has promised to govern with humility and transparency. Provisional results showed that opposition candidate Bazirou Diomaye Faye won 54% of the vote. Former Prime Minister Amadou Ba has recognized and congratulated Faye's win. Outgoing President Macky Sall also congratulated Faye, calling the election result a victory for Senegalese democracy. Venezuela's opposition coalition has failed to register a candidate to run in the country's presidential election in July. The coalition head cited restrictions on the electoral authority's electronic system. The opposition had selected Karina Yoris as its candidate to face President Nicolas Maduro. She was chosen to succeed Maria Corina Machado, who is barred from holding public office. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.